Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The downing of a suspected Chinese spy balloon by a U.S. fighter jet was a startling experience for residents of coastal South Carolina. Leanne Munier was at home when a missile sent the balloon tumbling into the waters of the Atlantic.
All of a sudden, the whole house just shook, that it was like a loud boom. I ran outside, and that's when I saw all the neighbors, and then you just saw the smoke.
China's defense ministry is calling the downing of the balloon an obvious overreaction. Beijing insists the craft was civilian and that its flight over the U.S. was an accident. NPR's Jenna McLaughlin has been following the story.
So the Chinese government tried to play it off as a wayward weather balloon, but DOD has been really quick to swat that down. In briefings as early as Friday, Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder said that the U.S. government is very confident that it's a spy balloon that's owned and operated by the People's Republic of China. And China can pilot it and did fly it over sensitive military sites.
A state of emergency has been declared and a federal investigation underway following Friday night's freight train derailment in eastern Ohio. NPR's Maria Andrusovich reports the derailment caused a massive fire and a series of explosions.
The National Transportation Safety Board arrived Saturday afternoon to investigate the derailment, which involved 50 train cars, 20 of which contain hazardous materials. The contents of all the cars is not known, but several were carrying vinyl chloride, a carcinogen. NTSB member Michael Graham.
At least one vinyl chloride car is intermittently releasing the contents of the car through a pressure relief device as designed.
East Palestine Mayor Trent Conaway says more than 50 fire departments from three states responded to the accident. Residents have been evacuated from the area. It's unclear when it will be safe for them to return. Marie Andrusovich, NPR News.
The Democratic National Committee has voted overwhelmingly to reshuffle the party's presidential primary calendar. A new plan removes the Iowa caucuses from the early slate of states. And NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports it elevates primaries in states with more diverse electorates.
Under the adopted proposal, which President Biden himself advocated for, the 2024 presidential calendar will give South Carolina the first place position, followed by New Hampshire and Nevada jointly sharing the number two slot. Georgia and Michigan round out the early window. It's a calendar that in many ways rewards states that helped propel Biden to the White House in 2020. But the calendar changes are not without hurdles. Both New Hampshire and Georgia have Republican-controlled state governments, which have given no signs they're willing to change the date when they hold their primaries. The DNC will meet again in the early summer to evaluate where things stand. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Philadelphia.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Former Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf is dead. He was 79 years old and had been living in self-imposed exile in Dubai. A spokesman for Pakistan's diplomatic mission in Dubai says Musharraf passed away today following a prolonged illness. Media reports in Pakistan say a special flight will bring his body back to Pakistan tomorrow. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention officials say they are concerned that the state of Tennessee has decided to refuse federal funding for HIV prevention. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports part of the state is considered a national hotspot for transmission.
When word got out that Tennessee was walking away from $8 million, Governor Bill Lee said the state would spend its own money on HIV prevention, but now the priority would be first responders, mothers and children, and victims of human trafficking. However, it's young black men who have sex with men at highest risk in Tennessee. Dr. Ima Ahankai of Vanderbilt says they've been marginalized since the early days of HIV.
It feels really difficult to say that we haven't learned these lessons already as a country.
Declining the federal money will also help Tennessee cut off funding to Planned Parenthood, which used some of this CDC money for condom distribution. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
The northeastern U.S. is thawing out today. Temperatures are expected to rise into the 40s in New England, a day after sub-zero temperatures and wind chills set a record 108 degrees below zero on the summit of New Hampshire's Mount Washington. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.